Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now, a good buddy, number 54, the New York Jets, and that is Avery Williamson. Avery, how are you?
Doing great.
Now, let me tell you right now. Tremendous job by you coming in. Tremendous job.
I told you I was going to.
You're the best.
You're a man of your word.
He also gave Evan and I autographed footballs.
Beautiful.
And you can't, just the best.
I came bearing gifts.
You did. And it will go into one of my many, many cases that I have of Jet stuff, which I have, like a Jet underwear, But it won't be with the underwear. Don't worry.
Jet on the front, up on the back.
Yeah, whatever.
I can't tell you. We've had weekly spots who, when things went bad, they disappeared. We never heard from them.
Yeah.
What was the giant? Prince of Mukamau. Yeah. Just disappeared. Muhammad Wilkerson.
Disappeared.
Never heard from him again.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And here you are. And I think you suffered through a tougher year team-wise than any of those guys. And look at you. You always had a smile on your face.
Always.
It was some days. It was some days, man. I was like, I don't know if I want to call it.
I was like, man. That I will remember every mistake you make.
I know you will. And it's like I said, as soon as I had that penalty in the Buffalo game, I was like,
I know you said that.
No.
I know.
Joe is going to kill me.
And you got beat for a touchdown last week.
Yeah.
Was it Edelman that beat you? Who was it?
Edelman.
It was Gronk.
No, it was freaking.
Chris Hogan? Was it Hogan?
Nah, the running back.
Oh, Sony Michel? Was that
James
was?
White.
Oh, James White.
Oh, Rex Burkhead.
Rex Burkhead.
I just went through the whole
thing. I don't want to be.
You know what? It got
color. I was like the white guy.
Did you notice how it got worse and worse and worse?
James White.
Edelman's okay. Gronkowski.
If you said the white running back, we'd have gotten it right away.
I know. I was trying to think of the name first before I just singled him out.
His
color,
but you know what? Let the problems happen, like the penalty and giving up.
Yes.
Let it happen at the end of the year. I mean, we're numb to it. The season's over.
Yeah.
It's a better time to have it happen.
Could have had better coverage. It was so much field. I was like, oh, I don't know what this dude's about to do. I should have got deeper on him, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
You're not going to play perfect.
You did make a hit to stop a first down, though.
I did.
Yes. Yeah, you made a big hit there.
Nice third down stop.
Yeah, you did. No doubt about it.
So what was overall your first year in New York like? Obviously, the wins weren't there, but overall, what was your experience like?
We didn't get the wins that I wanted, but overall, I feel like it was still a solid experience. I mean, just the new environment, the city. I mean, it's new team. I feel like it was a good experience. It was tough, still tough, but overall, I love it. I feel like this is the place that I want to be, and I feel like this is the place where I want to develop a winning, winning team. Mm. No better place to do it than.
Yeah, okay, please. Let me ask you this before I even get into bowls and all this. Do you understand the history of the franchise? Do you realize this franchise has not been to a Super Bowl in 50 years?
Yeah.
You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you realize that this coach coming up, whoever this guy's going to be, and it better not be Adam Gase, whoever this coach is going to be, it better be Mike McCarthy anyway, with that said, is going to be the seventh coach for this franchise since 1997. Seven.
It's a lot.
All right.
Yeah.
So you understand the magnitude, and the Patriots, by the way, have beaten you 16 out of 18 times. Let me throw that in there, too, in the 10 straight division titles they've won. So do you understand the magnitude of where this franchise is, especially looking at you may have a franchise quarterback for the first time ever, really, since Joe Namath.
Yeah, yes. I guess you could say there's a lot of upset people for some decades.
Yes.
And I didn't realize it until I came here, not going to Super Bowl since 68.
Yep.
I remember, Rihanna, she got into one of her songs, like the 68 Jets.
Oh, really? Rihanna has the 68 Jets in her song?
One of her songs. Yeah.
Is that how you found out about it?
Yeah, I used to be singing a song. And,
right.
And I was like, oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. I was 15, Avery.
15.
If you would have told me, let me tell you, 15. If you would have told me when I was this 15-year-old, impressionable, dumb as you know what teenager, okay, that I was not going to see this team win again. And now I'm 65.
That's a long time. That's a long time.
How am I even moving? It's unbelievable.
It's a long time.
It's painful. It really is.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to change it for
you. I know you are.
No, we know you are.
I know you are.
When did the reality hit that they were going to change the head coach? We kind of knew for a while as fans, but as a player, when did it hit you like, man, I don't think Todd's coming back next year?
Oh, I mean, I kind of was wondering things might kind of shake a little bit after we kind of hit that slump. Started having like 4 or 5 losses in a row. I was like, yeah, I mean, something might be, you know, coming down the pipeline. But didn't know. But I knew that, you know, it was his fourth year and you know, definitely people were getting upset. Weren't having success.
What did he say after the Patriot? Did he say anything after the Patriot game?
Yeah, I mean, he told us, he said, you know, fought hard, but we see why we're not winning because execution and pretty much little things. You know, you play hard, but execution, which is totally right. And which
did
is tough.
Did you see, because I look at the team, and obviously, I watch every snap of these games and have been forever. And, you know, I've seen it all. You only 1 year with Bowles. I've seen, obviously, you all 4 years with Bowles. And it's the same old, the dumb penalties that have killed, especially on the defense, that have killed you guys. The inability to close games out. I mean, even just at the end of the year, you know, the Titan game, you should have won. You should have won the Texan game. You certainly should have won the Packer game. And just the inability of the defense, more so than anything else, the defense, to shut it down with a chance to win the game.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, we had plenty of opportunities. I mean, you can name off four games that, you know, could easily won in the fourth quarter. So it's tough, man. It's disheartening when, you know, you walk out that field like, man, you did everything you could and you still lost. But it's definitely, as a defense, you got to be able to finish, got to be able to close out games. Got to. And, I mean, that's where they pay you the bucks for. So, you know, you got to have guys on the field that have the ability to close out games. And hopefully we get the right guys in.
But was that part of the issue? Was there enough talent on defense, in your opinion?
I mean, at times I feel like we need some more pieces. I feel like we definitely can make improvements. And, I mean, it's always room for improvement. I definitely feel like we got some positions that need to be, you know, addressed.
Did you think that Bowles had total control of the locker room from a sense of that the guys were disciplined properly? Because I never felt that was the case. I never felt there was enough accountability with the mistakes that were being made on the field. Do you agree with that?
Well, I feel like he had a good control. You know, you know, they're going to – you got to play who you're going to play. But, I mean, it's tough, you know. You don't know their reasoning for playing certain guys or what. But I feel like the accountability was there. I feel like he had control of the locker room. Yeah, I feel like it was good for the most part.
What the heck happened to Trumaine Johnson?
Oh,
he
God.
Gets paid, and it's almost like he said, I got paid, what do I care?
I think he just grabbed another face mask.
Yeah, you got paid, and it's almost like you said, hey, I want to work harder. I want to show I can earn every dime. It seemed like Trumaine Johnson went the other way. What the heck happened with him?
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, he didn't have his best season. Had some bright moments, but, you know, it wasn't his best season. So I'm hoping that he can come back next year and, you know, really – have a better year. But you know, you got a new coaches coming in. It's a, you know, a new regime, so you don't know what they're gonna think about you or, you know, their thoughts on you. So hopefully he'll come back. I mean, he's a talented player. So hopefully, you know, he can, you know, revamp this offseason and get ready to come back stronger, because he's definitely a talent that we could use him.
Talking to Avery Williamson of the Jets. Jamal Adams has come out and said, he said after the season ended, we don't have enough dogs on this team, meaning, I guess, you know, tough NFL-type players. Do you buy that?
Yeah, I can agree with what he's saying.
You do?
Yeah. It's definitely, you got to have guys that can close out games, you know, and that's what the NFL's good NFL teams are going to close out games. I mean, look at the Bears. I mean, defense is playing lights out. Trying to think of another.
The Ravens.
The Ravens
big
offense.
Defenses.
I mean, both sides of the ball. I mean, find ways to win. So, you got to get a good collection of guys with the talent to play, you know, that can get the job done. That's plain and simple as that. That's how great teams win. I mean, not everybody's like the Patriots and can put a collection of just random guys together.
It's unbelievable.
Feels that way.
No, it really is. It's like, unbelievable. You're 100%
you know,
right.
That you wouldn't start on another team.
Right. No, you're right.
I mean, not everybody can do that, but you got to get the right guys, man. The right collection of guys. You got to have talent. So hopefully, you know, they're going to address that in the offseason.
All right. Now that the season's over, let's name names. So who are we talking about? Leonard Williams. Does he have enough dog in him? Is he a guy?
Yeah.
He's got
Leo.
Dog in him.
Yeah.
All right. So you want him back?
Well, he's not going to say because the guys might be back on it.
Yeah, I can't name off the whole roster.
I'm going to give you a guy, and I'm down on Trumaine Johnson. I would cut Trumaine Johnson, but the cap hit is too big. But with that said. All right, Darren Lee.
He got suspended the last
four games of the season. He started out the year looking great. He gets two big picks in a Lion game, touchdown. Is there enough there from this guy?
I mean, he controls his own destiny. I feel like that's my boy. He's got to get his stuff together off the field. But I feel like he can. He's a great player. I mean, he just got to make sure that he's locked in off the field.
Did that tick
you got to kick his rear end a little bit.
Yeah.
Did that tick you off, though, when a player gets suspended? Because I always look at it this way as a fan. If I'm a teammate of his, I'd be annoyed. Like, hey, what you did hurt us. Like, what you did hurts yourself, sure, but it hurts the teammates.
Yeah,
it's
tough. And he was going through it as well. So, he knew I let us down. And, I mean, it's tough. So, I'm hoping that he can just make sure he realizes, you know, the repercussions of bad decisions, because you know not only you hurting your team, but you hurting yourself, hurting your brand, you know, the money that you could be making, the money that he lost, and you know he's about to go into his fourth year, so you know getting ready to try to get a big deal, so you know he's got to realize that and learn from his mistakes.
We're talking Avery Williamson live in studio. It's very good to see you, by the way.
Yep.
Thank you.
Do you want to endorse somebody for this head coaching job? You ready? You got a guy in mind? You want to endorse somebody?
Man, I'm not the guy to even endorse.
You got Jamal Adams endorsing guys on Twitter for some reason.
And I said this off the air.
He's endorsing the worst guys.
And
no
I said this to Avery off the air. When I hear a player say this is the guy they want, that immediately that's not the guy you
want. Exactly. This is a trick question, Avery. We don't want you to endorse somebody.
I don't want a guy that's going to come in here and be buddy-buddy with the players. Man, I mean, I got to be honest, Avery. I don't, as a fan.
I am it's above my pay grade. I don't know. Because I don't know anything about these coaches.
It's an honest answer,
sure.
I'm just making sure I'm playing good.
Yeah.
Here's what I am curious about, though, and this is a general statement. We are biased, right? Because we both say, man, we want an offensive-minded head coach. Partially Sam
everybody
Darnold. It seems like everybody does want that.
For
but
fantasy
I,
points.
Yeah. Well, No. Oh, look, don't even get me started on fantasy. Because I hate fantasy, okay?
Yeah.
The whole league is geared to fantasy, so I don't even want to go
there. I don't know anything about fantasy football.
Well,
yeah.
No, sir, the Jets have hired defensive head coaches
right
over and over again.
Yeah.
And I think it's just natural. You always want a change. We want something different. I mean, Todd Bowles came from defense. Rex Ryan came from defense. Eric Mangini, Herm. Like, it was all defense. So I think for us, we prefer offense. As a defensive player, do you care about something like that? What the background is of the head coach? Does it matter to you?
I would say that the biggest thing is as long as we win the games. But I've been – well, actually, my first first team, well, the Titans, it was Wiz and Hunt for a year and a half.
Right.
And then it was Malarkey. I mean, he was a tight ends coach, so offensive minded. I guess the only downfall of that is they're going to base practice off of.
Right.
It's a terrible practice if the offense doesn't do good.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, as long as we win the games, I mean, that's the only thing that matters to me, you know. But yeah, I mean, if you're winning, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, I guess you can say – defensive head coach, tough physical team, but I mean, I don't think it really matters.
Did that happen on the other side with Todd as a defensive minded guy where, hey, defense didn't do well, it's a bad practice? Did that happen like the opposite of what you were just describing in
Tennessee?
Nah,
he told it how it was, just regardless of
right.
offense or defense, you know, he didn't care. But yeah, I feel like if a team's gonna be physical, it's gonna be physical regardless who the coach is. That's just the makeup of the players.
Right.
Yeah.
Now look, this team needs a lot more talent on the team. I don't disagree with that, but I think the defense more than anything. And you guys are gonna have the third pick in the draft, and a guy who is a fellow alumnus from your school from Kentucky, Josh Allen, who's also a Jersey guy, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I look at him, and God knows this team needs a big time pass rusher. Now, do you know Josh at all?
I mean, do.
You do.
I do.
Have you talked to him at all about, hey, you like it here, and you know you're gonna have to deal with Beningo and Robert. If you don't get the job done, we're gonna be killing him. But with that said, I mean, would you endorse to a guy like Josh Allen? Hey, you know, if you get drafted here, this is a good place to be.
Yeah, I mean, I think anywhere would be a great place to be. But I mean, the city. I mean, he's from here, so
right.
He knows how it is, but. But yeah, I talked to him, texted him the other week, but haven't talked to him lately. I know his phone's probably going crazy.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Played a hell of a game for you.
He's been playing lights out. So, but yeah, I mean, shoot, the kid can play. He can play.
No, I agree. Hey, we're in. You guys draft him, I'm in for that. Let's go.
It would be awesome to have him up here, you know, with me. So, I'm hoping that you know he. Hoping that works out. We'll see.
Now he's from Jersey, so there's a little, you know, you're from Tennessee, so there's a little different feel in the attitude, okay? And I'm a Jersey guy too. Evan's from Long Island. It's a different feel from being up here. But would you say, is he the kind of guy that would be similar to you in that he's a humble guy that all he wants to do is go out there and play football and play at a high level? Is that fair to say?
Nah, he's definitely. I've been around him, known him for a few years, and he's a hard worker. He wants to get the job done. I feel like he's the type of similar to myself. Like he wants to make sure that he's putting, you know, a good product on the field. So in that case, I feel like that's a good guy to draft, you know, because he's going to come to work.
The attitude is correct for a guy like him.
Yeah, humble kid, man. I like Josh.
Hey, you weren't thinking about this at the time, but now that it's all done, there's no more games left. Picking third in the draft, so the losing may help get Josh on this team.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Could have all worked out.
Worked out for them.
I mean, very well could.
Yeah.
If the Jets are picking sixth instead of third, they're not getting the kid.
Nope.
Probably not. Them. Yeah.
So, the thank you for losing.
I mean, he'll be the highest draft pick from Kentucky since Tim Couch, I believe.
No, he better be a lot better than Tim Couch. He comes to the Jets. He better not be Tim Couch, I can tell you that.
But to your point, Kentucky is becoming Kentucky, these football powers.
What a year they had. 10 wins, right?
10
wins. The best year they ever had.
1077.
And I like this other guy. I tell you, I like the kid
Benny Snell, too.
I like Benny Snell.
Yeah.
You know, and now you can maybe, because the Jets could use another running back for sure, a couple more. There's more talent everywhere. Now, he wouldn't be a bad guy. Probably get him a little later in the draft, too, maybe.
Yeah, Benny Snell can play. I feel like he is more than just a downhill running back. He can do it all. He can catch the ball, you know, out the backfield. He's got some wiggle to him.
Right, right.
I feel like I kind of compare him, you know, to Kareem Hunt.
Not off the field.
As a player, that's a good comparison.
I compare him to him.
That's a good comparison.
He can really play, and I feel like whatever team gets him will be happy.
Yeah, he was impressive watching him.
Yeah, I like him. He's a tough
guy. Impressive.
I like him.
Yeah,
got a couple of real nice runs at the end of the game to put the game away.
Yeah,
and not put McSorley back on the field.
All time leading rusher at Kentucky.
Yeah.
How about Trace McSorley? I think he may have played with a broken foot, which is incredible.
Really?
To do that. Yeah.
That's coming out this year?
He's graduating.
But I don't know if he's an NFL quarterback. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to be drafted.
I don't know. I haven't been paying much attention. Football.
You know what's funny? I watch college football, not as much as the NFL, but I'll watch these college quarterbacks, and I can't tell if he's going to be good at the next level. I have no idea.
You don't know how any kid's going to turn out. It's a chance. It's a chance. I mean, it's pretty much it's like a lottery pick.
No, there's no.
What do you think of this lottery pick the Jets have? You got one full year of Sam. Obviously, missed a bunch of time. I mean, it was impressive how he finished the season.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on Sam?
I thought he came out strong first game. You know, didn't have as good of a beginning of the year, but after he got hurt, I feel like, man, he came out smoking.
Yeah.
I was shocked myself. I didn't think he was going to come out, you know, as strong, you know, after being out for a few weeks, but. I'm impressed with him. I feel like he's a hardworking kid, man. He he is the type of guy who's going to come to work every day and grind. And I feel like it takes a little time to get used to, and which like anything, it takes a little time to get used to. And once he, you know, kind of gets more accustomed and acclimated to everything, I feel like he's going to be great. But he's definitely the kid I would want behind center.
What round were you drafted in by the Titans?
Fifth round.
You were fifth round draft choice.
Fifth round.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you were a lower round draft choice.
Yeah.
You know,
151.
Really,
pick 151.
Oh, you don't forget that, do you?
No, I'm sure you don't.
Did you, because of that, have a chip on your shoulder saying, I'm going to prove everybody wrong? They messed up on how good I can be.
Yeah, I was upset, man. I thought I was going to go, like, at least third, fourth, maybe. But, I just fell, kept falling. I was like, man.
Why do you think you dropped? Any reason?
Kentucky's not looked at as a football powerhouse.
That could be it.
I mean, I guess you could say I wasn't as advanced mentally, or I just didn't have all the pieces yet. I was still developing as a player. But I guess when I got to the league, I just hit the pavement running.
Right.
And just wanted to prove that I could play.
Did you get a late start to playing football?
I guess you could say I started in the sixth grade.
I think that's pretty early the same as most.
But, I came from a small town, didn't really have access to all the training and all that. And I don't know, I just kind of just did what I did on my own and, you know, word of mouth. But just kind of – I wasn't the blue chip kid that got the good training and all this and that, like top training. Like, I just worked at it, you know, on my own.
Good
and
for you, man. That's a great story then. Look what you become.
It all worked out.
Yeah.
It all worked out.
It felt to me, because Joe and I not sitting there watching every game you played before you came here, but you had a really complete year. Did this feel like your best year as an NFL
player? I feel
like
this is my best year. I feel like overall I became a lot smarter.
You led the team in tackles, didn't you?
Yeah.
I think you did, right?
Yeah. So I feel like I'm a lot smarter of a player this year. I feel like my ability to, you know, blitz the quarterback, rush the quarterback, I feel like I got more of, I became more of a complete player, and just playing fast, I feel like I was making a lot of stuff happen. So I feel like this is my best year, and I'm super excited for this year because I just feel like I know more. So now I can really just let it loose.
Did McCagnan say anything to you at the end of the year? He say anything at all?
I didn't talk to him?
No, I didn't talk to him. Okay.
Didn't talk to him.
When Todd was talking to you after the loss to the Patriots, and he was talking about execution, did he tell you guys, hey, doesn't look like I'm coming back, or did he not allude to his job status?
No, he didn't say anything about his job status. No, he just left it at that. But it was definitely a very down feeling in the locker room, you know. I mean, because you kind of just, it's in the back of your head, like, feel like something's going to happen.
Right.
And, I mean, then we got beat pretty bad, too, so that didn't help.
And by that team, too.
Yeah.
Do you feel that you need a guy to come in there and really kind of just take over the building? You know, a guy that's going to come in there and just, you start kicking rear ends and, you know, this is the way we're going to do it. And, we're going to win football games here, and this is how we're going to do it. Do you feel that that's needed in that room?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that. Some guys do better when in that situation, you know. Certain coaching styles don't affect guys the right way. So, yeah, it could be a plus, you know, having a very, I guess you could say, a very just straight-line guy.
Disciplined guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess like a Belichick.
Belichick kind of guys. Yeah, let's go.
We'll tell you something else about history. Bill Belichick, not a fan of the Jets.
No,
never
he does not.
To work
no,
here.
No. So you guys got to. I'm telling you right now. When
he really
you,
hates us. He really
when
hates
you oh, play yeah. this yep. team, yep. you got you. I mean, it's enough already. I mean, I know as a fan. I know Evan. I know Ernie. All us Jet fans that are out there. Okay, we're tired of it. We're tired of being a punching bag for those guys.
Yeah.
Because that's what we are.
Yeah.
I didn't expect you guys to win on Sunday, and it was over, and you knew Todd was done and all of that. But, I mean, enough of that. You know, enough of 38-3 to the freaking Patriots.
Yeah, it was bad.
Right? You know what I mean?
It was tough.
So you should be, like, ticked. Like, you see, like when you go home now, you should, like, put a portrait of Brady up on the wall. and that ugly uniform with that dumb Patriot guy.
Darts.
And just like, man, I want you, man. I want you. I've had enough.
Actually, I just put
I'm
on
telling
my,
you right now.
I just put on my ceiling and just throw darts at
That's
it.
That's right.
I go to sleep
I've
at
had
night.
Enough.
And then next fall, you hit him a couple of times because he'll be back. That guy's never going to retire. He's never going to retire until they force him to retire. He just seems like one of those guys never going to walk away.
Or unless he gets injured and they got to carry him out.
That's kind of what I mean.
Right.
That's the force.
Right, right.
It's like Brett Favre.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you think, this is my impression, the Patriots are going to find a way to win the AFC? They're going to win the AFC anyway. Do you feel that way when you look at this playoff picture?
The Patriots in the playoffs are a different team, I feel like. They always kind of, like they find a way to wiggle their way in there. I don't know how.
So you think they're going to the Super Bowl?
I don't know.
Who's the best team you played this year? Let me ask you that. Were they the best team you played this year in your mind or not?
Trying to think who are we?
You played Chicago.
You played the
Chicago
Bears.
Chicago was talented.
Texans.
Yeah, he played Houston. Yeah.
I wasn't really just.
Played the Colts and beat the Colts. For the teams that are in the
playoffs. They were, Colts were like.
Terrible.
Then.
they weren't very good.
Well, you beat them, so there you go.
Yeah. I guess you're right.
And how about this? This is so jet-like. So
then
you
they
guys.
Almost,
wait, so they win 9 out of 10 to end the year, and you lose 9 out of 10.
Man.
I mean, that's the Jets. That's it.
We sparked the season.
You sparked them. You did.
But
I mean, in general. You know what I mean?
I guess you could put – you got to put the Patriots up, I mean, as one of the best teams that you played. I mean, because – I mean, I feel like they were the most – I mean, they got Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he did some –
Yeah, but
should have won that game, though. That game was, come on. I mean, 16 penalties in that game. Come on.
Yeah,
I mean, it was a joke.
But, yeah, I guess you could say the Pats, I guess.
Well, will you sit there starting this weekend and watch all these games?
Or you don't care?
You not care?
Yeah. I watch them. I know my third year after we lost to the Jags in that put us a game short of making the playoffs.
Last year you actually won a playoff game.
Beat
Kansas City.
Yeah. But I was sick that year, man. I didn't want to watch anything. But I'll check it out,
well,
man, to see.
Last year, to Joe's point, you got to the divisional round, right?
Yeah.
You had that big upset against Kansas City.
Yep.
Did you watch the championship game in the Super Bowl?
We watched it in Miami. We're down in Miami chilling.
You did watch it?
Yeah.
Even after such a brutal playoff loss?
Yeah. Yeah, we watched it. We was all down in Miami at the pool, just chilling.
Sounds like you had a good time.
It was a good time.
Right. But the whole team was down here in Miami?
It was about 10 or 12 defensive guys.
Mariota wasn't there?
Nah.
He gets hurt a lot, Mariota.
You don't invite him.
Yeah,
he gets hurt all the time.
He slipped at the pool and injured himself.
Yeah. He's been having a tough year.
Yeah.
Another tough – I mean, I hate it for him. Good dude, man. He just can't stay healthy.
Yeah. No,
I don't know
true.
What it is.
Yeah. Some guys can't, and that's the bottom line.
That's one of the great compliments about you.
Yeah, you played every down. Did you miss a down on defense this year?
I may have missed maybe a couple just because I had a little hamstring tightness at the beginning of the season. I wasn't like – they took me out a couple third downs, but that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You play, man. Looking throughout your career, how many games have you missed?
I missed one.
One game.
It's pretty good.
I know. I was pissed that I missed that because only reason why I missed it was because I strained my hammy. Strained my hammy. We were playing Buffalo, and I had to miss – we played Miami at home, and I was upset, man. So if I didn't miss that game,
be the Iron Man.
You'd be on a streak now.
I wouldn't. Yeah,
you'd like
miss my
streak. Chasing Favre.
Man, I'm so upset. Yeah, I missed one game.
That's impressive.
That's pretty good. That's a big part of it. Staying on the field is a major part of it. No doubt about it.
You gotta take care of your body.
Yep.
Have you played through bad injuries, or you been able to stay healthy?
I played through. I guess you could say I know I strained my quad. I think it might have been my third or second year. I strained my quad out. That was probably the most pain that I've had. Like it's painful just like run. Like anytime I put pressure on my leg, my quad was just aching like bad. So I guess you could say that I had to play through that. I could have tanked, but thank God I haven't had any like crazy injuries that's like just. Really jeopardized my, jeopardize me from playing a game. But yeah,
thank
but,
God.
Yeah,
so let's hope that continues.
Yeah, I know. Hopefully. So I just make sure I take care of my body.
How about living up here now? I mean, you come from Tennessee. It's a different world living up in New Jersey. I mean, let's be honest. I'm sure you live in somewhere. You don't have to tell me where you live, but somewhere near the Florham Park area, right?
Yeah.
Is where you're living right now. How about making the adjustment coming from there to here?
It's been good. It was a busier summer than I wanted. Didn't get to I feel like it was pretty hectic. So this year it'll be actually chill. I won't have to worry about moving or anything, but man, honestly, man, I'm loving it. I'm really loving it so far. It's definitely it's been a lot of stuff to learn, but overall, man, I love the city. My dad, he drove trucks for a long time, so he's been on the East Coast a long time, so he don't really like the East Coast as much anymore. Too much traffic.
Oh, I get that.
People drive too crazy.
Are you kidding me? Please.
Yeah, but
just watch out in New York now.
Yeah,
you be careful, man.
Yeah,
you know, because you can get yourself in a lot of trouble. We don't need any of that.
Yeah, yeah. But I love it. I love it here. Just the energy. It's
got
always
everything.
Yeah, you got access to anything. So it's such a cool place. Like, you can meet this person, and I don't know, you might be on Good Morning America. You know, it's just a connection like that.
Sure.
So
right.
It's cool. I love it. It's I feel like this is where I want to be.
Good.
That's good to hear.
I'm glad to hear that.
Where were you last night? Jamal Adams was courtside at the Brooklyn Nets game. You should have been there.
They
should have hooked you up.
I was supposed to be there, but
what happened?
I had too much fun the night before. Just
okay.
Yeah, I stayed up too late.
Well, you don't have to go. All right,
I stayed up too late.
No, he stayed up too late. Right. Yeah,
right. I stayed up too late.
Oh, that's right. It was New Year's Eve. I forgot about
Fortnite.
That. New Year's Eve.
Fortnite.
So New Year's Eve, you weren't at Times Square. You were playing Fortnite.
Yeah.
You really love that game? Because it seems like everybody loves this stupid game. What is it? You know,
it's hilarious, man. I love it.
It's everything. Fortnite. I still don't know what the heck it is. Some
Fortnite
dumb game.
I love it. Yeah. I should have went to the game.
Hey, it was a great game.
You can go to some
games.
You can go to Knick game.
Yeah.
Have you been to the Knick game yet?
Man, I haven't been to any basketball games yet.
He wants to see good basketball, Joe. What are you doing? Send him to the Garden.
You have a team in basketball in the NBA?
You might be against it.
That doesn't matter.
I'm a LeBron fan.
You're a LeBron
fan. So you're a Laker fan.
Laker fan now? But you used to be a Cavalier fan, and then you became a Heat fan.
Yep, I moved. I'm a LeBron.
Yeah, that is the worst.
I'm a LeBron groupie, man. I love it, man. That's my guy. That's my guy, man.
I understand.
When LeBron came to Brooklyn, he got his ass kicked. That's what happened.
The Nets did beat him.
Yeah, we beat him.
The Knicks won't. Don't worry. But the Nets did.
No, if he plays, he's all banged up now.
Yeah,
LeBron.
No, he's hurt. Yeah.
He's injured.
Hurt. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
See, I haven't been. I got to start tuning in.
Well, I'm glad you weren't tuning in. You're busy. You're busy playing Fortnite and watching game tape.
And you got to take. And you got to be. You know, work out in the offseason.
I know. So busy man.
You are. Yeah, but you made time for us today. And we really appreciate it,
bro. That's what matters.
Really, I'll tell you right now. Now let me just say this. Now, are you gonna be part of our show next year again?
I believe so.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it.
Sure enough, just got a pony up the cash, man.
You got to get the contract.
Well, I don't have me.
Signed
I mean, I watch you. You know I watch you, right?
I'm ready to come back.
Yeah.
Joe, as Another long as year. Avery comes on our show, you got to stay. You got to stick around, basically.
Well, I'm sticking around for two more years.
Two more years.
That's it.
And then maybe
I'm
more.
Done.
That's what I got on my contract, two more years.
Two more years?
Yeah.
Well, you know, but maybe they'll re-up you again.
We'll see.
And then maybe they'll re-up you.
That number is one that they would not be looking to. That number is a little bit above what they would want to give me. I'll tell you that.
State your case.
At this point now.
State your case.
But look, Avery, you're a terrific. Seriously, you're a hell of a dude. You're a great, really nice guy. No doubt. By the way, you got a girlfriend or no?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to know. Was she from Tennessee as well?
No, actually Arizona.
Oh, she's from Arizona.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Arizona.
All right. How'd that work? How'd you find her? Online or something like that?
Yeah. I was trying to make a joke, but not.
No, don't make a joke. Don't get yourself in trouble. She might be listening. You don't need that. You know, come on.
Nah, she works out at the gym that she used to work at the gym that I work at. So.
Okay.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
great.
Makes a lot of sense.
Athletic people.
Yeah,
that's right.
I like that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that. And great, you had a great year.
And thank you, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Avery gave each of us a beautiful autographed football.
Tremendous.
And I want to thank you very much, man. This was, like I said, I got so much jet stuff. I got to find where I'm going to put this now.
Don't let
I have so much stuff.
Don't let the grandkids smudge it all up.
They know better. Yeah. They go down into the basement. They see what's up there. They know they don't get near it.
Don't touch
Otherwise,
it.
Otherwise, grandpa's, you know, you forget about Christmas and birthdays.
Yeah. No gifts.
You know what I mean?
Unfortunately.
No, they know. Believe me, the kids know.
I have a 2-year-old. He doesn't know. And his name is Jet, by the way, Avery.
So he might be drooling on it.
He sees the logo. Yeah, he's like, that's my name. Right. I'm going to play with
this
thing.
Yeah. Right. It is 2 T's, though.
That's true. It's a little different.
Name Jet. That's cool.
Two T's
for Jet. J-E-T-T.
Dedicated.
Yeah. That's right.
Well,
man.
We are that. You know, we are dedicated Jet fans.
I know that.
There's no doubt about it. Avery, again.
Thank you, man. We
gotta let you go.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir.
And next time we talk, tell you what, you know what you're gonna do? When the coach gets hired, I want you to come on and just give your feelings on it.
All right. Cool.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Avery Williamson. Appreciate it.
Thank you, bro. Happy New Year.
Happy
New Year, and thanks again for coming in.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.